Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, is everyone on the line? Hello, I apologize, we're just experiencing some technical difficulties. I'm just trying to get all the girls on the line with us so we can talk about beating the runt. And it looks like I do have two people waiting to go live. So I'm just trying to get them connected so that we can start our show as we have been doing. And this is Corinne, and we are Corinne, also known as C. And for some reason, I'm not sure why everyone isn't on there. Maybe my internet connection. So I'm just trying to get everyone on so that we can go ahead and start, and I think it is my internet at this point while we're not live, but just bear with us. Today we're going to be talking about beating the rut and how to get up and get started. And for those who previously have been listening to us, we are a business that's geared towards women, and we talk about issues that are to concern of women, such as those that are trying to start a business, and just everyday issues that we may be dealing with. So just give me one moment, and it looks like we'll be able to get everyone on the line so that we can start talking about the issue. So it sounds like, is everyone on the line now?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
it's
great.
Pat.
I'm sorry. Great.
Hi.
Are you there? Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Kalanda. Is Kay there?
It's me. Hey, I'm right here.
Okay, great. I'm sorry about that. It looked like I was having a little technical difficulties and I had called into the wrong line initially.
It happens.
Okay, great. Okay, I know this is your topic, beating the rut, and you can go ahead. I apologize about that.
So how are you guys doing tonight?
I'm good. Is Kat on the line also?
Yes, Kat is over here. Hi.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. This day has been so long, and I'm like, you guys want to know something funny? I'm also barbecuing for, like, my girlfriends that have babies and that are moms, and so, like, I had to step out. I'm like, I have a podcast to do, so, yeah, I'm here, rain or shine.
I just love a cookout. In the car.
I'll never miss this for anything.
Hey, likewise. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So tonight, I wanted us to talk about beating the rut and how to get started. So I'm pretty sure that everybody's had that moment where you're sort of just stuck. You can't seem to get yourself motivated, whether you're low energy or tired. I just want to ask each one of you, like, have you ever had a moment where you were just stuck in a serious rut and you could not for the life of you get out of it? Describe what that was like, and what did you do? And to Wanda, you want to go ahead and start?
Hi, this is Tawanda. And absolutely, I've definitely had times where I've been in rut. And honestly, it's really been about me connecting with someone else that has energy. Like, for example, I just met Kat, like, a couple of days ago, and I was talking to her, like, ah, man, I want to get in shape, lose some weight, eat healthy, and da-da-da. And she was like, oh, girl, this is what I do. I'm about health and fitness. I'm going to be on your ass, and you're going to do this and this and this. And I've been excited ever since. So anytime that I've ever been in a rut, I have enough sense to know all I need to do is make it to a friend. Hey, because they're going to pull me out because they know, hey, she's just going through it right now. I'm going to just grab her or slap her or whatever it is they want to do. Yeah. And that's going to get me back on track, get me back focused. Absolutely.
All right. What about Kat? You wanna discuss that experience or add on that and then talk about your own moment?
Oh, definitely. So, like, it's the same thing as what she was saying. Like, when I have girlfriends and everything, like going through like some kind of problem, my thing is I'm like, hello, girl, snap out of it. And so, like, for example, like I would have girlfriends, I would let their relationships like stop them from getting from where they want to go. I'm like, girl, you're so close. Like, don't stop making your stop. Like, I'll have friends that'll stop making content because they're having a bad day, which I know we have our bad days, but sometimes you always need that, like, slap on the face or like, that pat on the back to be like, hey, girl, that ain't shit. This is your future. And so it helps so much to always have somebody to, like, tug on you to let you know, like, hey, it's okay, you're going to be fine. Like, you want to think long-term versus in the moment, because I think, like, our mentality is that, like, whenever something bothers us, which is totally okay, we let it affect our whole damn day, when clearly, like, in my mindset, I'll look back and I'll be like, oh my gosh, why did I worry about this when I have all of this going on for me? So, of course, it helps me to get that push, because at the end of the day, like I said from yesterday's podcast, it's important to have a good support system.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Yes.
Corinne, what about you?
Yeah, it has been times where I felt like I was in a rut, and it felt like no matter what I did, I couldn't shake, you know, the feeling of being down or just feeling like I was in a standstill. And like Kat said, it was like, just step the hell out of it and move on. And, you know, sometimes it's easier said than done. It's just that you just have to, like I said, shake it off and try to, like, move on and just try to pitch, like, vision the bigger picture of things and just try to, mm-hmm. you know, think about the silver lining in your end goal.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if you guys have gone through this. Sometimes, like, say there might be different things that affect your energy when, say, you have a goal in sight. Say you have this project that you're working on that you really want to get done, or say that you just have this just this dream that you want to fulfill, or whatever it is. And you're on it, and then all of a sudden your energy just goes low. You just don't feel motivated anymore. And that could be caused by a number of different things. I know in my life when that has happened, it might be caused by outside circumstances. It might be caused by maybe outside stress, like maybe I just have too much going on, or maybe somebody told me my hair looked bad and it, like, ruined my mood. Or it could be, you know, a number of different things. Like, and when your energy gets low like that, you sort of have to stop and evaluate, like, okay, why am I feeling like this? How can I get my energy and my emotions back into a state where this isn't affecting me and stopping me from completing what I need to get done or to get to my goals? And one thing that I have found for myself that helps when that happens is I listen to a lot of motivational speakers. I listen to, like, Bob Proctor. There's this other guy named, Robert. Not Robert Kiyosaki. I listen to him too, but it's another guy. Hold on, let me see if I can pull him up. I want to give, like, some really good people to listen to that are really encouraging. let's see. Then Tony Robbins.
I'm on a
there
podcast.
You go. That could be. Tony Robbins is another good one. So I try to listen to a lot of positive people and bring positive influences in to like push out the negativity, because sometimes we have to pull negativity or pull positivity in to push the negativity out. Like, have you guys had those moments where your energy just went low and it might have been an outside circumstance? Like tell us a little bit about that. Like, what caused your energy to just sort of deplete itself and you started feeling really awful? And then, you know, how did you get yourself out of it? Corinne, you want to go?
Oh, sure. I guess with me, it might have been like a situation where maybe I wasn't necessarily like eating right, or I just was having like a bad week and I let that get me down in a rut. And I just maybe just had to like take a few days off and just analyze like what I was doing and maybe why I was feeling a bit down or a bit depressed during that time. And just really had to like take a day or, you know, a day or two off just to regain my focus and just to get back on track.
Mm-hmm. Tawanda? Can she hear me?
I think she's kind of busy, but I can go next.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Kat.
Yeah, so, like, my thing is like, don't get me wrong. Like going back to what I said earlier, we have a tendency of letting our day go bad. For example, like, we find out some worse news or, like, something that really bothers us, because at the end of the day, we are women. We are human, like everyone else. But I realize whenever I'm in that situation, I always make sure that, like, I look back to, like, where I was at, and I'm like, I need to think long term, and like whatever's going on like at this moment, I shouldn't let it affect me. And so like for me, I always try and look forward, and I try and look for the positivity as much, because sometimes when you have negativity going in your mind, or like people that are like bothering you with all these negative stuff, it can ruin your day, but at the same time, I try and block out like all the negativity, because our like how people may see us, they may see us like, oh my gosh, look at this girl, like she's so negative, like why is she like this? So instead, I try and put on a mask on, just a temporary mask, so people know that like, oh my gosh, let's go see happen, let's see like she's happy. She makes me feel good. I like being around her. And so, like, I tend to think about, like, other people in the end, you know? And so it's very important to, I can't even think about the word, but it's very important to, like, just be positive, because even though you might be in a rut, somebody could be in a, there's no such thing as this word, but they can be in a ruttier place than you are. And so the least you can do is try and brighten someone's day better, you know?
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. Do you see Linda? She might still be busy. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. We can keep moving forward. But yeah.
Yeah, she's still on the line. She might just have stepped away for a moment.
Okay.
I know it's okay, but yeah, I can just keep going on.
She's secretly cheering us on. I know that. So have you had moments where you've had a goal and you feel like you're working on it, but it's not moving? Like you're working towards it, but it's not progressing, crawling forward. Have you guys ever experienced that?
Yeah, this is Karen. Yeah, I definitely have felt that way, especially when I first started like revamping my business. Like once I started to revamp it, I was like, you know, in the midst of trying to do revamping while still trying to run my business. And I just felt like maybe while I was revamping, the business that maybe things wasn't moving as fast as I wanted it to. And it was like times where I got sidetracked because I was trying to do too much at one time. And, you know, I had to, like, step back and think about it, like, okay, everything's not going to be done right away the way that you wanted. But it's, as long as you're doing something a little by little and you're moving towards that goal in a forward direction, it may just take a little bit longer than what you anticipate. Because I know sometimes we may feel like we're in a rut, but it's just that, you know, things are just not moving and progressing as fast as we pictured it in our mind.
That's a good point. What about you, Kat?
Can you repeat that again? Sorry. Like, the service is really bad.
I said, have you felt like you were working on, working towards a goal, but it wasn't moving forward the way you wanted to? It was sort of crawling, like moving extremely slowly?
Oh, of course, 110%. I have had my moments where I felt like I was doing more than I should have been doing. Like, there were times, like, I would spend hours on day, like, on my computer, like, on a project, and then I would literally, like, ignore all my friends, my family, my loved ones. I would throw off my day just to work on this thing, and then, like, there would be weeks that nothing has changed or anything, but so, like, I would, like, cause myself to quit, but at the same time, like I would always rethink and be like, oh my gosh, like, we all have failures, which is true for a lot of entrepreneurs. We have our tendency to, like, deal with failures, and first it's very hard, but at the same time you also have to accept that we're not perfect. And so sometimes, like, when I'm in that situation, I try and be positive as much as I can, even though, like, it's difficult. So, like, my thing is like, I'll just keep moving and moving and moving until I see something. But obviously, there has to be, like, a formula change, or I need to adjust myself to, like, something different in order for something to work. And so, like, sometimes you just have to deal with a lot of trial and error. But, yeah, like, we're human for this.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's another situation. Say you set some goals for yourself and you've succeeded on a couple of them, but you still have more. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like chaos breaks out and you feel like there are just so many obstacles trying to stop you from completing all of your goals. Like, that's happened to me in a situation where I had completed a major goal, a major life goal, and I wanted to get on to the next step. I wanted to move and start on a different goal. And my whole plan was totally uprooted because I was in a car crash and I couldn't go anywhere. And I lost every penny I had that I was saving to move. So have you ever had an experience like that, that, like, where you have this goal and you complete it, but now you're on to the next one and all of a sudden, bam, chaos breaks out?
Yeah, I had a situation like that. Oh, go ahead, Kat.
No, go ahead. I just shared, but go on. I just had a light bulb in my head, but go ahead.
I had that happen to me before. When my mother passed in 2015, and before she passed, I had, you know, these plans of doing some changes with my business. And when that happened, I basically had to... You know, I was dealing with depression after that happened. And I had recently moved, so then I had to move again. So it was like I had two moves within 2 months. And it was just like basically me starting over, me having to deal with the depression, me having to deal with Bruno and all the stuff that comes with it, with her house and making sure my brothers were fine. So it was a lot of things that I had to deal with. And then it was like I was just on this track of having my business in one way, and I had to put all that to the side and kind of revisit it. And it was like everything was like lining up the way that it was supposed to before that happened. So it was like, yeah, like the biggest, probably, I guess you could say, rut that I had, because I had to then rebuild myself physically and mentally in order to get all of the things that I wanted to get done, even though a lot of things, basically, I just had to, like, forget about it at that moment because I wasn't in the right mental state to even try to do any of those things. So it did take me some time to, like, have to, like, build myself up so that I can move forward with the things that I needed to do and I had to do in order to survive and just be, you know, an overall, like, back to, like, recalibrate myself back into society because it was a lot at the time. But, you know, like they say, time heals everything, and I was able to get over that and, you know, move forward and do what I had to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you, Kat?
So mine is, like, pretty similar to yours, but I feel like whenever, like, I'm in this situation, like, or if I'm in a rut, I always have to make sure that, like, I just keep moving forward because, like, during my undergrad years of college, I was doing projects on the side. I was, like, a full-time bottle service girl, which my parents didn't have no idea I was doing. And I was, like, studying two majors. Yeah, no, trust me. Like, on another podcast, we can talk about how my parents are so old-fashioned and I did stuff behind their back. But
I'm going to remind you about that.
Yes, no, I will be on one of my podcasts. But the thing is like, I've been in so many ruts that, like I know this is getting a little bit off topic, but do you know the feeling of wanting to go to your parents and tell them all your problems and stuff? Girl,
no.
I was,
no.
Yes, girls. I was, like, stressing over, like, nine different classes, like, in one quarter, and then, like, I was having drama at my work, which I couldn't tell my parents about, and then, like, I was just, like, in a complete rut, and, like, all my friends, they would be, like, damn, girl, but, like, their only support was, like, damn, girl, you're doing a lot. It wasn't, like, oh, my gosh, girl, do this, it was more, like, that's a lot. I was only getting the support of people just telling me I was doing so much shit, excuse my language. But, like, but sometimes, you know what I learned from that experience? I was maybe, like, I was 21. Like, moving on to my graduation year, I had to be my own cheerleader. I had to tell myself, like, you know what, Kat? Everything's going to be all okay. And honestly, like, the funny thing is, like, I didn't even, like, realize, like, I used to see people say, like, you got to be your own cheerleader, blah, blah, blah. I've been hearing that stuff, like, since I was, like, in middle school, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you must be really lame to have your own cheerleader. If you have to be, like, your own cheerleader, like, where are your friends? You know, like, in the past, you're so tied up thinking that, like, you need people in your life, you need status, you need a million friends to cheer you on. But at that time, I was my own cheerleader. And so, like, when I was, like, in that rut, I had to really push myself. And my advice for, like, any woman that's listening to this, whether you're, like, a loner, which is not bad because sometimes I'm a loner, or, like, you don't have a support system, you really have to be your own person to, like, pull yourself out of a situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my little, like, piece of opinion and advice, yeah?
Well,
that's
I definitely
really
want to share.
Piece.
And I was on here earlier. I'm so sorry. I was talking, and then I realized I don't think you all heard me talking. So I hit mute by mistake, so I apologize. I don't know, because I wanted to talk, but I was like, why didn't you hear me?
You're like, oh my gosh, guys. Y'all don't hear me talking. What the hell? No, it's all good.
Let me on. Did y'all mute me? But yeah, in reference to what C was saying, I just wanted to say really proactive in community, because I remember when my father passed away about almost 2 years ago. It was December, that was Christmas Eve 2018, and I was really just going through it. And, you know, sometimes you have to prolong your rut because you got to be strong, you got to be there for everybody else. You know, stuff still got to get done. So you don't really have time to really properly, like, think about it, properly grieve, et cetera, et cetera. And I knew that I needed some time because I like to stay sharp and on the go, But mentally, I knew that, hey, you got to process this, you got to think about it. So I became proactive because I wanted to talk to someone that had been through what I've been through that could kind of relate. So I went to Google.com and I went to Meetup.com and I ended up finding.
Yeah.
So you can feel me, right? So I went to Google. I went to Google and found out about grief groups, and then I found two groups on Meetup.com. One was only once a month on a Tuesday, and I signed up for it. But and this is in Atlanta, so two Tuesdays in a row, like 2 months in a row on Tuesday, when they had the event, I actually was out of town and didn't come back to Wednesday, so I didn't get to go. And the other grief group was at a church that wasn't too far from where I was, and it actually had been a program implemented for like 5 years. And I signed up online, and the lady called me over it. And she might have been like an 80-something-year-old lady, right? And I'm only mentioning that because she started the group because her husband had died. And even after she kind of got over it, she continued the group all these years. And she said, honey, what is wrong? Like, what is on your heart? And I just bust out crying. I didn't even know where it came from. I didn't even know her. But, yeah, I felt like there's a safe place. You know what I'm saying? Like, her spirit, her heart was just there. She said, you know, what's going on with you? And I just said, I was like, I was a mess. But let me tell you something. After I got myself together, she told me her story, and she told me about the group, and she said, now, we only have one more session for this semester, and then it doesn't start back over until March. I think this was like November. She said, but we're having a holiday celebration. I'd love for you to come. And I said, all right, I will. And I actually went like 4 weeks later to the event, and let me tell you something, it was over 100 people there. It was like the holiday class getting together, and it was so many people there talking and sharing stories, and I didn't even know those people. But guess what? It was nothing but love and hugs. So sometimes when we're in a rut, it takes complete strangers, people who you don't even know, that have commonality to help you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you for letting me share. Aww.
No problem. We were waiting on you.
I was talking. I was like, y'all muted me out.
Honestly, like don't get
y'all
me wrong.
In the corner.
No, listen. No, like, honestly, like, don't get me wrong. Like, it was totally fine without you. But at the same time, I'm like, where's Tawanda's energy at? We're like, we're missing someone.
Right. So then my question is, like, just addressing the whole beating the rut thing is, you know, questions to ask yourself, like, when you feel like your energy is low or you're not motivated. Like, have you guys been doing self-care? Like, do you guys focus on doing self-care? Self-care is eating right, getting enough sleep, making sure that you don't have too much on your plate. Self-care is so important because that can totally send you into a rut because you just don't have the energy to keep going. So do you guys make sure that you self-care? And if you do, like, what is your self-care ritual?
Tawanda,
go first, since you didn't get to talk, like, this whole time.
Anyways, first of all, like, I'll give you something for sure. I'm going to be talking about self-care on Tuesday, so I am 110% believer of self-care. And so, honestly, like, at the end of the day, like, the tendency for all of us individuals, we don't realize that we're putting ourselves, like, in a rut at times. We're, like, working so hard, and all we do is, like, oh, my gosh, let's just go to sleep and everything is okay. But the thing is like, in order for you to give to others, you need to be able to give to yourself. And so I believe in self-care 110%. And for me, like, if I'm not even at a good state of mind, I try and push myself to help other people, but I know I'm not in a good state of mind because, like, I'm not taking care of myself. And so, like, for me, like, if I don't have, like, my gym, I'm not eating clean, or, like, anything, I'm not setting my intentions, like, in the morning, because that's what I tend to do. Like, I set intentions in the morning. I actually wake up
in the I wake up and I don't even look at my phone. I start like doing stuff for myself. Like I'll stretch, I'll go on a run, or I'll meditate, and also like thank God and the universe for like all of my positive things like in my life. And so I definitely think that taking care of yourself and doing any sort of self-care is the first thing you should do, because whoever you are, that's how you reflect yourself. And so like if you don't take care of yourself and you're not a happy person, you're just going to be bringing negativity in the world, versus like if you're happy, you take care of yourself. And this also gives you a reason why like I want everyone to be taken care of. And so yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer of self-care.
Awesome. What about you, Corinne?
Yeah, I try. I know sometimes as of like maybe within like the last few years, I probably haven't did as much self-care as I have in the past. But yeah, I'll try to do like de-stressors. Like if I feel like I may be doing too much, I might want to like, you know, take a couple of hours and like watch TV, or like take a bubble bath or something that where I don't have to like think so much and like give my brain a bit of a break. Because there's a lot of times where I literally will work until I can't think straight anymore, and I'm like, okay, it's time to go to bed because I can't even think straight anymore. So I do try to take some time out where like I do things like Kat mentioned, like, you know, maybe exercise or, you know, take a walk, and just to try to let go of whatever I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Tawanda, is she still on mute?
Yes, well, I probably do a little too much self-care, if there's such a thing as too much, because I, in order for me
is
to function,
like,
I have to.
Am I supposed to take a week and took 2 months instead?
I know, right? I know. So it's like, because I'm doing stuff all the time, I like to make sure that I have a lot of time for myself. Nobody's going to pamper and spoil me and relax me like me. Like, for example, today I'm traveling, so I checked into the hotel, and I was here a couple weeks ago, so the lady remembered me, and we have the same name. So she was like, oh, I'm upgrading you. I'm not even like a platinum member here or anything like that. When I got to my room, I was like, oh, this is presidential. I don't even want to go. I don't even want to leave out the hotel now. So, yeah, I like to take the bubble bath and relax. If it wasn't social distancing, I would be wanting to get a spa, my toes done. I just like to definitely take time to take care of myself, to rejuvenate, to relax, anything, because it's really needed. Because sometimes, like you guys said, when we're going and going and going and going and going, we can just go too much. So absolutely, if we don't take care of us first, who else is? So absolutely, self-care is extremely important. And actually, I used to not do that. So now when I decided, hey, I got to get it together, I started doing it, and I'm going to make sure I continue it.
Great.
Okay, so another suggestion, like when it feels like you're in a rut, sometimes it might be like like when your energy is super low, when you're doing something, your brain just literally needs for you to do something else. So, for example, maybe you need a change of environment. Maybe you've been working so hard towards this goal that your brain just can't take any more of it and it needs a vacation. So when that happens, when your brain gets stuck in that rut, sometimes the most helpful thing to do is to do the exact opposite of what you're doing. If you're working, stop, take a vacation, move location, maybe take a run around the park, do something new. Let's see, if you're sitting, stand. If you're walking, run. Whatever it is that you're doing, do the opposite of what you're doing. If you're working someplace quiet, leave. Go somewhere where there's a lot of interaction, a lot of noise, a lot of back and forth and color and sound. Sometimes your brain needs a change of environment to get that creativity level back. So can you guys think of a time when you were just stuck in a rut where maybe changing your environment or doing something different might have helped, and give some examples of that?
Well, this is the some of a bit of a rut. So what I decided was maybe not even 2 weeks ago, I decided I wanted to rearrange my whole house. Because like you mentioned, the whole change of environment, so I'm not looking to move. So what I did was I basically changed every room in my house. I'm still in the middle of trying to do that, so it was kind of crazy in here, but when I'm done, I'm sure it's going to be rewarding. But yeah, that's what I had decided to do as of recently, just to switch up things and try to bring, I guess, a new light into, you know, my situation.
Nice. Kat? Is she on mute?
Well,
no, Tawanda,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say she's still alive, but I think she said she had bad signal.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay,
Tawanda,
yeah,
I was just
going
to say that what I've done is really just change the scenery. Like, if I'm stuck, like working from home, sometimes you just get tired of being in the same space and place, and you're like, oh, I'm so sick of this. So I might have to just change the scenery, go and visit somewhere, take a couple of days to do something different to just kind of get back to the mojo. Just changing the video, changing the scenery.
Right, right. Next point is, if you're feeling unproductive, do you take the moment to sort of stop and look over what you have done, take a look at what worked well, what isn't working, and take that moment also to be open to outside input, like take it to somebody that you trust that you know will give you some honest, positive criticism so that, you know, sometimes when you're working on something yourself, you're sort of, you have blind spots, like you can't see what you could be doing better, whereas somebody outside of the situation can see exactly where you're stuck and how you could change it. Have you guys had moments like that where you needed to take your issue or your goal or whatever it was you're working on to someone else, and someone else was able to sort of help you become unstuck?
This is Tawanda, and I will say definitely. That's why it's extremely important for me is to have accountability partners or workout partners, even if you're in different businesses, just me saying, hey, Corinne, this is what I'm working on this week or this month. Hold me accountable. I'm going to make 2 calls a day. I'm going to go do here and do this and this. What are your goals for this week or today? And then just checking in, saying, hey, did you do what you said you were going to do? And she's going to say, I sure did. Did you? That's extremely helpful to me, because when you have accountability or an accountability partner, it's someone that you're giving permission to check you and see if you've done what you said you were going to do. And one thing, if I tell Corinne I'm going to make 5 calls for the next 3 days and she's calling me Monday at 5 o'clock, she wants to know how many calls have I made. And guess what? I'm not going to lie to her, and I'm not going to let her call me at 5 o'clock and I haven't called not one person. I may say, I've called 3. When I answer the phone, I'm going to say, hey, I've called 3. I got to call 2 more, because that's accountability. So that helps keep me on task and balance.
Hey, so sorry, like I was having bad connection because I'm walking in and out of like my old roommate's house. But no, like first of all, I agree with Tawanda 110%, because I think you and I have had this conversation about like fitness and stuff, and having like the right people in your life to help you accountable, which I agree completely. And so no, like sometimes like even, like, when you're in a rut, you just need a support system that's not going to judge you. Like, for me personally, like, even though, like, I've been, like, a trainer and a fitness coach for almost, like, 12 years, I need my own support sometimes, because, like, I have my moments where, like, I'm eating bad or, like, I'm emotional eating and all of that. But, like, sometimes, like, when you're going through a rut and stuff, it really helps when you have people there for you that aren't going to judge you. Because, like, I've even learned from, like, my own circle of friends. Don't get me wrong. Like, when I'm PMSing and stuff, I can be judgmental. But at the end of the day, like, it helps when you have those people there for you.
and to like support you in any form you're like feeling or how you look. And so I really take it in account, like the people that are like willing to be there for you. And yeah.
Good. What about you, Corinne?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I have in the past had friends that we use each other to basically hold each other accountable for whatever goal that we were trying to reach. Also, another thing that I do is if I'm trying to reach a goal and the way that I'm doing may either haven't plateaued me, meaning didn't exceed where I set it out to be, or I'm looking for it to go to a different, let's say, a different, the next level, and I haven't reached that next level, what I'll do is I'll start reading to see what other people are doing, because maybe I'm doing it in a way that was once worked but no longer works. So I'll read to see, okay, is there a new way to do this? Is there a different way to do this? And you know, reading, I may see, okay, well, this person is doing it that way, so let me try it this way because they're being successful in whatever they're doing.
Okay. The next point is if you're feeling blocked, you remember
are.
That sometimes.
The rice is boiling.
Hello? Okay.
It's
necessary to remember that pain is necessary and to keep on pushing, not to give up. Just in my life, some of the biggest motivators for me have been moments where I was experiencing either tragedy or something painful, and that actually motivated me to change my situation or my environment or my circumstances. And so sometimes, like, I have to remind myself, you know, when I'm being blocked by something or I'm experiencing something that's painful, I have to remind myself, like, pain is a sculptor. You have to keep pushing through it because it changes you into somebody better. You know that old saying that if it doesn't kill me, it makes
what
me stronger.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys had moments like that where pain was something that it was, you know, it didn't feel good going through it, but it changed you into a stronger person. And what was it like for you doing that?
Ooh, glory. Let me share. This is Tawanda, and honestly, like, this is how I know and how I've seen myself grow over the years in my faith, because I've been through so many different things and situations, and at the end of the day, I'm always in prayer, which I'm already always in prayer day and night. However, I remind myself that I know that I know who God is and that I have mustard seed faith. And I'm like, Lord, I'm going through it. It's hard. I don't know what's going to happen, but I trust you, Lord. And that's what has helped me in so many times. And really, I've had to learn, because a lot of times, like with me, like in prayer over the years, I've had situations that people always say, oh, give it to God. You got to trust the Lord. I give it to God. And like 5 minutes later, I'm taking it back. So, as I've grown in my faith, I've learned to pray. I've learned to trust in the Lord. And I've said, all right, Lord, I know you got it. I ain't going to take it back. Help me. And that's really what has enabled me to press on in bad situations. And like I said, regardless of what the outcome is going to be, one thing that I do know is I won't be alone.
Right. Kat, you want to go?
We actually lost Kat.
Oh, okay.
But this,
go
this
ahead,
is correct. There's been times where, I had something traumatic happen, and, you know, I was had to take a couple steps back and just, like, really, like, want to say, like, put your trust in God and just try to, you know, take a moment and just, like, get yourself right before you move on. Because, you know, if you're mentally not right, then it's going to be harder for you to try to get whatever task that you're trying to get done. It's going to be almost impossible for you to think straight if you are, you know, dealing with something. And it's going to be not easier for you to fail, but it's going to be more difficult for you to succeed. And you just need to really, like, you know, get yourself right mentally and just do what you have to do mentally in order to move forward. And then, you know, once you're right mentally, then you'll be able to, you know, get everything that you need to do accomplished. But you just have to make sure that you're physically, you're right, mentally you're right, and, you know, they both play hand in hand a lot of times.
Right. Okay, so the last one is just talking about pointers for when your passion or your fire has sort of died down. So again, what I like to do is I like to listen to motivational speakers. I speak to I listen to Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor. There's this other guy named Les somebody or other. But I put those on. I go on YouTube. They have like motivational compilations. And when I'm feeling like, man, my fire, I don't know if I feel like doing this, I just turn that on. And by the time it's over, I am like a lion. I'm ready. So I like listening to those because they can help rev up your passion again. Another thing that is really important is when you are working towards your goal, you need to daydream. Like, you need to fantasize about what it will be like when you get what you have been wanting to get, when you get to that goal that you've been trying so hard to get there, when you finally succeed in completing your dream. Like, daydreaming is so important because it helps rev up that fire. Another thing that we've also mentioned several times, especially to Wanda and Kat tonight, is spending time with like-minded people. Like, don't hang out with people that are just going to sort of, you know, put water on your fire. Like, don't do that. Don't hang out with haters. Like, if you have a dream, the last thing you want to do is go and tell your dream to people who are going to be like, that sounds like you're not going to, that's too much work. It doesn't sound like you can do it. I don't think you should do it. No, get away from those people. Run away from those people. Get around people who have the same fire, who have the same passion, because their passion will light your passion. So have you guys had moments like that where, you know, in order to get your passion back, either like, what did you do to get it back? Did you listen to motivational speakers? Did you daydream? Did you spend time with like-minded people? Like, what did you do to get your passion back?
This is and all of the above. Absolutely all of the above. You know, and I want to say thank you to you too, Kay, for telling me about the science of being rich, because I finally listened to all of it today as I was driving for a while. I listened to part of it the other day, and that's something I'm going to add to my library. Thank you. But all of that, feeding my mind daily with something, absolutely. That's one of the benefits of what I learned a long time ago, being in network marketing, is personal development and how important it is. And then the second thing, having positive people that are around me, all things positive, all good vibes, because at the end of the day, I always think about taking over the world, and I want people to say, hey, let's take it over together. Not, oh, girl, you can't do that. I'm going to run. So absolutely, everything you said, I did a 1,000%. Absolutely.
What about you, Karen?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Like, everything that you mentioned, I have done and I'm doing. I only listened to some of the motivation piece that you sent us. I'm planning on listening to the whole thing when I can, like, really, really listen to it. But, yeah, I like listening to stuff like that, you know, The Secret. And I find it to really help, because it's, like, the things that they say in a lot of those type of programming is very encouraging. Like, being around like-minded people gives you, like, a sense of it can be done, it can be accomplished. Another thing that I do is I also meditate, because it's hard sometimes to, like, just really settle your mind and just trying to, like, you know, get rid of anything that might be negative. So I find meditation does help me a lot as well.
All right. Well, I wish we hadn't lost Kat. I know she would have had some awesome things to say, but I want to wrap it up and just, you know, continue to encourage each other and the women out there that if you are working towards your goal and striving towards your dreams, don't give up. Make sure that you listen to motivational
people who will motivate you. Daydream and remember to just imagine what it would be like when you succeed, and surround yourself with positive people and positive networks, and keep pushing. Don't give up. So I'm going to hand this back over and have a good evening. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you, Kay.
I had fun.
Yes. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, ladies.
Is Tawanda...
I'm sorry, Tawanda, was you about to say something?
Oh, my.